Great day, Mike speaking.
Hi, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Good, thanks. You?
Hi. I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or...
You know, can you tell me which card? Is it an Amex card?
No, it's a MasterCard ending in 5179.
5179. All right, I'm driving right now. So
okay.
That sounds like my business credit card. I did actually have that changed over, but that was a while ago.
Oh, okay. It looks like the August payment went through. It's just the September payment we're having trouble with, so.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's odd, because I know there's plenty of money in it, and I was changed over, like, in the spring.
It could be that the card number stayed the same, but maybe just the expiration changed. And maybe the system didn't catch it till now or something. Because saying invalid transaction, re-verify information, and resubmit. So I think that could be it. We probably have the same card number, but we need a new expiration.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Can you tell me while I'm going, what is my average monthly bill with you guys?
$49.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, for me, it's definitely worth it because, like, I don't get a lot of leads specific to what I'm doing, which is heat pumps.
Okay.
I get a lot of service calls for, like, you know, regular HVAC systems, you know? And
yeah.
I tried talking to someone a while ago, and they're like, no, we can't get that specific with the heat pumps and mini splits. And I said, well, that's all I do.
Right.
And like 90% of the stuff that comes through is literally people wanting their HVAC unit repaired.
I see. Okay. Well, I want to let you know that if it makes you feel any better, your $49 package is for website hosting. So, you know, right now, currently, we don't even do any of the Google optimization or Bing or any of the ads or anything like that. Those are the packages that, you know, cost a little bit more money. So somehow or another, maybe because of the keyword or you being in like a niche industry, maybe, you know, you had decided to, you know, keep the website and not have us actively promote it anymore on Google because, you know, you were getting calls for the wrong industry. But yeah,
that's exactly what happened. Happened and it was because of the keywords weren't specific enough. And
right.
And it was very difficult. And I remember speaking to someone in the beginning and that's why I'm like, oh, all right, I just left it. But I mean, until something changes with the keywords, it's difficult to do something about it.
Yep. So now, we have on your website ductless mini split and heat pump installations. Is that a little bit more online? Okay.
But the company's
called Bay State HVAC, right?
Yes, it's Bay State HVAC, which, you know,
so you don't do regular HVAC jobs, or you do it, but you just specialize in the other
pumping.
Services?
The heat pumping. I don't do regular conventional systems.
Okay, I can see how that would be confusing to the end user, you know, so I understand.
But I would think that it's the keywords that are driving it, right?
It is the keywords that are driving it, but let's say that I'm an end user and I just happen to look up HVAC, and because you have HVAC in your name, I might find you that way, Bay State HVAC, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I might think, regardless of what keywords are promoted on your website, that maybe you could do a new installation for me, like a conventional one, you know? So, yes, I think that's probably the problem, is it gets a little bit confusing to the end user. But if you want to, you know, modify the wording on the website or anything like that, it looks like we have it listed correctly on the website, because it does say ductless mini slit and heat pump installations directly on your site, even right below your name. So, I mean, most people will see that if they go to your site, but some people might not know that there's a variance between that and conventional. I know I didn't. That's why I asked about it, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, but you can look at the site, and when we get the payment squared away, if you want to modify anything on the site, you can let us know, and we can update that. That's no problem.
Okay, so I'm just pulling up to the warehouse now. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Look at this credit card here.
Yep. Yeah, if it's the same card, you don't have to give me the number. We have it stored. We'll just put the new expiration in, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, so it says valid through 0125.
Oh, okay. And is the CVV 124?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the same card we have then.
Well,
strange.
There's been plenty of money in there all year, and there's still plenty of money in there, so I something's up.
What about the billing address? Is it still 220 Adams Circle?
Okay, so I did move, but I have not
maybe
changed
that's it.
Any of my cards
okay.
or address.
Let's do this then. I'll try the new address just to see, and if it's not, I'll go back and I'll put this one on, because sometimes that'll do it too. The particular code that I'm getting, just so you know, it's not saying insufficient funds, so don't worry about that, like, oh, there's not enough money in there. That's not the case. It's just saying that we have to re-verify the information. So,
What do you have for numbers, just out of curiosity?
Oh, our system is Verisign secured, so everything's encrypted other than the last four. So all I can see is that it's a MasterCard ending in 5179. But I can re-enter it if you like.
Well, whatever. Or just, yes, I was just going to give you, nothing has changed. My address has, but I have not changed any card on anything for my new address. I just moved last week.
Okay, so that's probably not the billing address either. So do you want to try to use the Amex just to get the payment up to speed, or do you want to maybe call the bank and see, you know, why there's an issue with this card? Or?
And you try, is there a zip code that you need to put in?
Well, we have the one that goes with the Adams Circle, 02341, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, let's try the other address. It might go through. And if not, I'll go back and put this one on there. So what's the new address?
And what would that be coming out under, Yelp?
No, it would be coming under Local Splash.
So on this card, when I look it up, it'll say Local Splash and then the payment?
Correct, exactly.
Yeah, so that is strange how that all of a sudden it's not working. But, yeah, I mean, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. We can put it on my Amex.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should do that just to, you know, because right now there's a little orange banner on the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So you want to get this, you know, taken care of ASAP just so that comes off. So for the Amex, since, you know, the new address hasn't been changed anywhere, it's still the Adams for the billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then let me indicate there's an American Express. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 3713.
Okay.
0220.
Got it.
3714.
Mm-hmm.
002.
Mm-hmm.
Expiration 0127.
Okay.
Security code 85.
I'm sorry, the phone cracked up. 85 what?
8586.
86, okay. So let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. And then moving forward, it'll stay on the American Express. So if you decide to switch it back to the MasterCard, you could always call me, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Yep, and I did get the green light, so you're all good to go, okay? And have a really nice rest of your week, too.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.